The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Vracha, today is Matzah Tisha B'Av. And truth is a very special day. Nogia to our Bitochen Hashem, Keshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlichas of Tisha B'Av starts with the statement of Shovas. Everything stopped. And the truth is, that's what happened at Chul Beis Hamikdash. The whole Mahalach, how Hashem interacted with the world, stopped. And it started in a different Mahalach than it was before. The fact that there's total destruction, the Beis HaGadol Beis Hamikdash, the whole city of Yerushalayim burnt down. People, by the unimaginable numbers, dying, or being killed, or from disease, or whatever it is, or malnutrition, starving. That's a result. That's a result of a matzav, like we're saying, everything was shut down. Hashem's Heshbon Klal Yisrael was temporarily shut down to a large degree, but left on a very, very low level. What it means for us, what we had yesterday, with as much as we can, everybody in Madrega, we try to relive that shutdown. Remind ourselves of what it looked like. The tremendous tragedies, calamities. Not only then, but the repercussions of it throughout history. All the tzaras that Klal Yisrael went throughout history as a result of this. But there's another factor also. We've had some also. It was like a type of Shabbos. We're not involved in regular malachas. You're allowed to turn on a light. But that's when we disconnected. Disconnected from our eating. Or disconnected from the regular interactions. The whole morning we spent saying kinnos. Not even the afternoon. That's when we were detached from our day-to-day run-of-the-mill mahalach, which has a tremendous maila to it. Because when you have that, you have time to think into what is really important in life. What is life really about? That's what really the whole idea. That's what's called the moed. Moed is the time to get close to Hashem. It brings us close to Hashem by appreciating the tremendous destruction that comes out of a lack of keshev with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives us a new, refreshed attitude towards life. Where should I put my efforts? Where is the soyd of atzlocha? Where is my success in life? And the person who's honest with himself can, in the course of the day, think that I'm really putting a lot of effort in so many things that are not so important. I could put more effort in things that are important. And if you succeeded yesterday, even if you didn't succeed, but what I'm saying is, we could still do it today. Is getting to that feeling is, you know, the world is a little bit different the way I'm interacting with it. It's very different. There's so much more out there. And I really should be putting more effort into the real thing in this world, the beauty of the world. I mentioned that story of Kloisenberger Rebbe, after
Kol HaLashon
was liberated, the first thing he asked for was a piece of cloth to put on his head for a yarmulke. The second thing, he went to a river and was tevil himself. He wanted just to, wasn't able to be in the mikveh for a period of time. And only afterwards, he was close to starving, filled with a cup, with tremendous emotion, said, Baruch Ato Hashem, I realize you are the Melech Olam. All those evil, wild behemoths that seem to have been running the world. The time is finished. You showed us. It looked like they controlled everything in our lives and everything in the world. They were taking over the world. No, you are the Melech Olam. Everything is because of your words. You wanted me to be alive, I'm alive. He shouldn't have been alive. So many things happened to him that a normal person would be dead long ago. Malnutrition and disease and being shot at, wounded, and still going onwards. And they say that he said in later years that he was yearning for that beautiful bracha, to be able to say it again with such genuine feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and closeness to Hashem. This is such an amazing thing. This is the way Tzadik goes through life. There were people that when the Holocaust was over, they were just angry and upset and blaming the whole world, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want to be part of this world. If they wanted part of this world, they didn't want to be part of Hashem and part of the Jewish world. They missed them both. Rachman al-Sun, you can't judge them. But here, we saw the beauty. With all the hardships, and talking to that person whose entire family was killed. It was something, and it wasn't easy for him. He was an emotional person. But he was able, in the Shvisa, his whole world was destroyed. Can you imagine a person who was a Gdele, a Tamid Chachom, a rep of a fabulous Hasidus, and he has to ask for a yarmulke. He didn't have a yarmulke to put on his head. With that, he didn't focus on what he didn't have. He focused on he was given a new life, and he wanted to make the best of it. And that's the way every Jew should get up every morning. When we get up in the morning, it's a message we can get from Tisha B'Av and the Chulban Beis HaMikdash and the Golus. There's so many times in Golus it looked like everything was over, but it's not over as long as we're alive. It's there. We're given a gift of life for another day. I'm not going to focus on all those things in my life that are not the way I want and that are lacking. And each one of us has their pekulach, like they say, different things that are hard for them. So this is a Tisha B'Av message. I'm going to focus on the fact that I have another day of life as a gift from Hashem. I don't necessarily even deserve it. And I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me life. I can use this life to bring myself closer to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Closer to those around me, everybody I can. Within my family, out of the family. Yeah, so if we could take this message for ourselves, post Tisha B'Av. This is a real Nachamu, this is a real Nechama. Yes, we went through a hard period of time, 3 weeks, and the grand finale of Tisha B'Av. But if we take it right, out around us, it uplifts us and it brings us to a life that's so much more pleasant than the life we had before Tisha B'Av. So much more appreciative of the things we took for granted. And extra strength to be able to focus on. I was given the gift of life. I was given everything I have in this world. I can take advantage as best as possible. That is the hope, and that is the reality of the beautiful world we're living in. We have to have this physic and take it with us. And then those hard feelings of Tisha B'Av will bring us sweet feelings of going through the rest of our lives in productive fashion, bring us closer to the final goal of Hayri Meir.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.